This is WRFI News. I'm Celia Clark. Here are some of today's headlines. Ithaca's draft homeless encampment policy will be revised before being voted on by the Common Council's Planning Committee. The Ithaca Voice reports that, as it is, the policy lacks the votes to pass the committee. The policy would create new zones where camping would be allowed. Currently, camping in the city of Ithaca is illegal, but it's not enforced in the area called the jungle. A major problem with the new policy has to do with enforcement, specifically what to do when people refuse to leave the current area, the jungle, for the new ones. Members of the Common Council, members of the public, including some who live in the encampment, and even the police, expressed a distaste over police removing people. Other things to be worked on include language that would spell out support services and amenities that would be available in the new zones. The Planning Committee has sent the policy back to city staff to be revised. It may be reconsidered at the committee's September meeting. The City of Ithaca is officially seeking applicants for its new city manager position. The posting went up on the city's website on August 18th. It says the city's looking for applicants who are, quote, collaborative, inclusive, progressive local government leaders, end quote. The full description says the posting will remain open until filled, but encourages those interested to apply by September 15th. The salary range is $160,000 to $185,000 a year. If, like me, you shopped at a Wegmans store this week, you should check for extra charges on your credit or debit card. Some credit or debit transactions were charged twice. A Wegmans representative says the problem is by the credit card processors, not Wegmans, but it has affected all Wegmans stores. The Rochester Democrat and Chronicle reports the company's already working with card processors to refund the extra charges. For more local news and to subscribe to our podcast, go to wrfi.org/news.